NC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get to the Cowboys questions that matter as we waste away waiting for training camp. But Corey, you may or may not have spilled the beans about something almost 2.5 hours ago.
Yep.
So we wanted to give you another chance to re-rack what's going on right now.
All right. Yeah, especially since I racked him with this. Our friend Reginald Atatula is doing a 12-hour radiothon today, raising money for the Houston Food Bank.
Yeah.
And that's an awesome cause, man. And Reggie, while he was here with us, he always was like, hey, donate to your local food bank. That was always his place. We all have a different, you know, thing that we're interested in. Kevin, you've always been with NAMI and, yep, and pushing for them. And so Reggie would always drop that out there. So if you want to help contribute, here's what we got from him yesterday. Guys, I'm planning at noon o'clock, that is, to change the listeners or challenge the listeners that if they donate $50 and send me confirmation of the donation, I'll say any FCC allowable message, no obscene or advertisements they want. Might be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So he asked us if we would like to put it in front of our Dallas audience. I said, absolutely, man. That sounds like an awesome idea. By the way, don't forget, Chris Arnold is out at AT&T Stadium, the stadium that Kevin's mom built with Carter Blood Care, as they are doing a blood drive. And the first 1,000 donors, $50 gift certificate and tickets to Ravens Cowboys preseason games. So that's happening too. But,
and you get to help people.
Yes, that's awesome. He's out there until 1 o'clock. Just saying.
So you could go there,
yeah,
and still donate to Reggie and then get your donation back essentially with a gift card and preseason football tickets. And you get to see, potentially, and you get to see CA and the cheerleaders.
The thing I don't know, Kevin.
I like it.
I need, what's the short link? Do we have a short link?
So if you text Sports Radio 610, Sports Radio 610 to 71777. So if you're looking for that, text Sports Radio 610 to 71777.
All right.
And if you text at least $50, if you donate at least $50, Reggie will say the sentence you want. Corey already has one in mind. I also have one in mind. So I need to get to donating. By the way, they have already raised more than $11,000.
Good for them. That's awesome, dude. And yeah, our first one we ever did, I think we raised about $4,500,
yes,
in the whole run.
That is true.
Yeah.
So,
and then it grew from there.
Already destroying us. All right.
Second for charity.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
man.
And that's how you get more.
Hey, however you get the money to donate, it's
exactly
none of my business. All right, so Cowboys questions that matter. Don't shake your head at me, Alec. While we waste away waiting for training camp, we wanted to do this the last couple days. Too busy, too much content. So let's run it out now. My question for both of you guys. Do you think CeeDee Lamb could hold this NFL record at the end of the season?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me tell you what it is before you go any further.
Well, all right then.
Okay, well, just what's your initial thought?
Yes.
Yes.
But
okay,
also no, because I think George Pickens is probably going to cannibalize a little bit of this.
Okay.
If I think I'm right.
That actually is kind of relevant, okay, to this, yes.
I'm kind of guessing, actually, at this point.
So CeeDee Lamb has 496 career receptions going into the season.
That's a lot.
That is. If he can get to 500 this season, that would make him just the fifth player in NFL history to get 500 or more career catches by the age of 26.
Wow.
Here are the other ones. Larry Fitzgerald, Randy Moss, Jarvis Landry, and DeAndre Hopkins. The record.
They're all pretty good players.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there feels like there's
Jarvis
a different
Landry
level
off,
with the first,
but yeah,
two, but yeah.
I don't know. D-Hop was D-Hop one of those dudes we were considering.
So the NFL record by most catches by the age of 26 is 540. It feels safe to assume that CeeDee Lamb can get more than 44 catches, right?
Yes, absolutely.
However, Justin Jefferson has 495 catches.
Oh.
So he is one behind CeeDee Lamb. So it stands to reason that both of these will quite emphatically break the record this season. So my question is, will CeeDee Lamb hold this NFL record at the end of the season?
Hold the record.
Hold it.
Oh.
Not have it for a minute. Have it at the end of the season.
Somebody said most drop passes. Come on, man. What are we doing here? I think he could if the running game isn't good. If the running game's not good, then CeeDee Lamb's going to get more targets because he essentially becomes part of your running game in your short passing game. That's how Michael Thomas got as many receptions as he did. It was short passing game. And a lot of people take shots at Michael Thomas. That was the Sean Payton offense. Sean Payton, that was Drew Brees' ability to throw at that point. His arm was starting to fall off a little bit, and short passes, he's still very accurate. So I do think that he can, I think he will.
Okay.
I think he will. I think he's going to have a stack of receptions this year, man.
Alec?
I think he will. I'm trying to think about the teams themselves, the offenses, the quarterbacks running the offenses. I think you're the better quarterback in this scenario just because we haven't seen J.J. McCarthy play actual NFL football yet. And then I started asking myself, and I kind of hate this, who's going to be playing from behind more this season? That's going to induce more throwing to your playmaker. In my mind, I would say that probably Dallas is going to end up playing from behind a little bit more because maybe Justin Jefferson does have another 97-yard touchdown with Kevin Harlan losing his mind on the broadcast. You know, he doesn't need to do all of that. CeeDee Lamb, we've seen him need to do that a little bit more recently, so I think he's got the better situation to do it.
All right. Now, Corey, I want to start with you here because
I dare you.
Okay. I agree with this. Because you have been really upfront about ideas and questions about this, so I'll start with you. What does the Eberflus defense look like?
Okay.
What do you think it will look like?
I think I think Osa's probably going to have his best season.
Okay.
Because his defense is really reliant on his position. You want somebody that can hold up next to him, like that. You definitely want that. You want somebody to do their job there, but Osa is going to be a key component to that. I think Micah is going to get a lot of pressure off the edge. I think they're going to give him many opportunities, but I don't think it's gonna be blitzing pressure. He's going to be defensive end in a 4-3 type of situation.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to get a lot of that, and I don't know how much linebacker he's going to play. I do think the fact that they beefed up their linebacking crew, Kenneth Murray's a bigger linebacker, Jack Sanborn's a bigger linebacker, they made them bigger because that's what this defense calls for. And if you're too light there, you're going to get run over like the Cowboys have for the last 3, 4, 7 years.
That's true.
So they got beefier in that respect. And that's something Parcells did too. You know, he was running a 3-4 kind of hybrid with Zimmer here. But they did get – he was like, look, Datwin, Dexter Coakley, got to give him credit. Like, They're working hard, but I think you're going to get tough secondary play.
Okay.
The secondary for the Bears, dude, they were fun to watch last year. If you didn't get a chance, they were fun to watch. And I hope that Diggs is able to get into that mentality and be a tough dude along with it.
Yeah.
Because I think your safety play and your so I think it's going to be a good, strong, stout defense. A lot of people are saying right now that it's old, it's ancient, it's dinosaur, but I think I saw it last year play pretty well. And all it needs to do, it is bend, don't break, but all it needs to do is make sure that not a lot of points are scored on them and that they can give the ball back to their offense and let them do their work. That's going to be the key for them.
For me, there's a reason that a guy like Jack Sanborn comes to the team and is so successful in this scheme is because it's built on effort and intensity.
Yeah.
It's not exactly built upon, okay, we need 4 cornerstone players that are going to be, you know, highest paid at their position that we know what they are. We're going to have enough guys that know their job well enough to where things are going to look consistent even when you do have to make some substitutions across the defensive line. Whenever a linebacker gets banged up and you need to fill in and you need a Marist Leofau to step up in his second year, it's going to look a little bit more consistent. So I think that it's going to be intense. I think you're going to get takeaways too. You know, whether it's via the interception, the forced fumble, what have you, I think if you were missing the Dan Quinn style a little bit more, not so the finesse aspect of it, but the intensity, playing with your hair on fire and getting takeaways, I think you're going to see a little bit more of that.
Okay. You guys mentioned 2 different people who would qualify for this. So I want to skip to this question.
Skip.
Which Cowboys player makes their first Pro Bowl? So you mentioned Leafau. You mentioned Osa. Neither have ever made a Pro Bowl. Donovan Wilson, George Pickens, Trent Sieg. There is a variety of options. Who would be the Cowboy that you would pick to make their first Pro Bowl?
Tyler Booker as a rookie.
I mean,
if, as a rookie right guard, I think he's going to do it.
If that happens, then that's probably a pretty good sign. If it's him or Tyler Guyton,
dude, if
that
Guyton,
feels that feels like a good sign.
And Sean brought it up this morning. He was like, Corey Majors thinks the offensive line for the Cowboys is the linchpin. Like, it's whether or not Agreed. They have, and I agree. I'm right there. If Guyton was to get a Pro Bowl selection, we freaking did it. Like, every Cowboys front office person should just walk around high-fiving and also yeah. hold the middle finger up at the same time going, you guys didn't believe, but it took us one full year to get the real version of him. So I'm going to go with Booker. Still, I'm going to go with the other
Even
the other
head time. Of Osa.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, that'd be
great. Although I do need Osa to have a great season.
For sure. Who do you need to have a great season more?
Tyler Guyton.
Okay. Alec. Cowboys player who will make their first career Pro Bowl this season. And I know it's the Pro Bowl games and all that. Like, ignore that part.
It's just a glorified fan vote at this point. And so my mind goes to George Pickens immediately because all he needs to do is have a couple of catches that make the SportsCenter top 10, you know, for maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then he's going to get enough votes to where people are like, oh my God, he's got a real quarterback now. He's making these crazy catches on national television. I just think he's going to get the volume in terms of viewership and actual pass catching, which are not related at all, but they're going to work in this scenario for him to get enough votes.
Okay. I'm intrigued by that answer. Now I know we're going pretty defensive intensive this today. Okay. There will be plenty more questions. We got a long time still till training camp. Will the third time be the charm for Mazi Smith? He'll now have his third defensive coordinator in 3 years, with each having a different concept of his particular position.
Man, you're asking me to answer.
Well, the way you just said that leads me
to think so.
Okay.
But there's I thought he had a better year last year than he had his rookie season.
I agree. Still not good, but I agree.
But it was better, so he progressed.
He did.
I think he can progress again. Okay. I just don't know where the ceiling is for him now. If the floor, let's just assume the floor was his rookie season.
Okay.
And he'll never be at the floor again.
Okay.
Until maybe he retires.
Yeah.
I don't know where's the ceiling, and is the ceiling really low? And because the floor seems so low to start.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of the things that were problems for him were motivation, desire to do it on his own, like those types of things. And you're not going to get better if you don't have those things. So did that change for him? And how long is he away from contract season? What, 2 more years? He's got.
Yeah, he'd have one after this year. He'd have 1 more year, and then you'd have the option, which right now feels like.
This yeah. Is so I think he will be better, but it's not. It doesn't take a lot to be better.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't have that far to go.
Alec?
Right there with Corey, where it's like, it's kind of hard to go backwards. I feel like any improvement is going to look yeah. magnified with him, which is not an indictment. It's not a shot at him. I think that gives him a good base to impress us, though, because I do yeah. think that even being average is going to be a success in our eyes. I know at the end of the season, whenever playoffs are over, we're going to be like, well, he still wasn't good enough to warrant his draft position and everything, but we're going to be happy that he did play better. So I do think he's going to step up.
If he's average at one tech,
I'm happy with that because they've swung and missed so many times.
Me too.
And the one time it felt like they were going to at least have a feasible player at that position, maybe 2 times that you say with a couple of the veterans that they brought in, Gerald McCoy, if his knee didn't explode in practice, then maybe you had a success at that position for 1 time and 1 time only. But outside of that, I'll take anything average from him this year for sure.